This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am not a big fan of wildfire season. I hate wildfire season. It just crushes me to see those trees. I love trees. How could you not? Trees give us oxygen. I'm a big fan of trees. Do I hug a tree? If it looks cuddly, I might. I'm not a big tree hugger. But I don't want to see a tree burn down. I don't want to see people do stupid. And whenever I go camping, we make sure that fire is completely out. We're not stupid about it. We don't make the fire too high. And we usually use campgrounds where there's plenty of clearings. But unfortunately, we're coming into wildfire season. Meteorologists have revealed the top 10 states that they think are at higher than usual risk of wildfires. Now, you would think they're going to be talking about Arizona, Washington, Nevada. Now, Washington, Arizona have been in the news recently for fires, and sadly, in California. But interestingly, these are states of the Northeast. They are receiving a warning from the National Weather Service. If you're in Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Vermont, and Maine. Hold on tight. They said some of the states are continuing burn bans longer throughout the year due to the predicted severity of the 2024 wildfire season. They say dry conditions with gusty winds are expected across the region. Minimum relative humidity values will drop. And this is just an alert for Binghamton, New York. Now, although the spring has been very wet in the area, fine fuels such as dead grass and leaf litter will quickly dry out in these conditions. If any fires were to start, the windy and dry weather will increase the risk of wildfire spread. So, because of the dry weather, the state of New York is keeping its burn ban in place until May 14th. Some types of outdoor fires are still allowed, including campfires and small cooking fires less than 3 feet in height and 4 feet across. Ceremonial and celebratory fires are allowed. So religious items, things like that. They say for the disposal of flags. Yeah, I hope nobody's burning American flags. But they say because of the risk the fire is going to spread to dry grasses and brush and branches and leaves and wood, burning is prohibited in some areas. So Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania also has an elevated fire danger warning. So these wildfires, not only are they devastating, to the plants, but they're also devastating to our health. According to the EPA, smoke emanating from forests and community fires include carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide competes with oxygen in the blood. And so that's why many people who died in the Las Vegas fire in the 80s at the MGM Hotel, back in 80... I think it was 85 or 86. They were found in the stairwell, not burned, but they had smoke exhaustion and carbon monoxide poisoning. So they collapsed, and then from there they asphyxiated because they didn't get enough oxygen to breathe. Also, wildfire smoke is carbon dioxide. There's wood particles that you're getting into your lungs, formaldehyde, acrolein, which is a pesticide, benzene, plastics, and thousands of other respiratory irritants. And so the EPA says smoke is composed primarily of carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, hydrocarbons, other organic chemicals, nitrogen oxides, trace minerals, several thousand other compounds. I'd like to see what studies have been done of those who survived wildfires or live near them and their cancer risk. And it's a shame because, you know, I live in the desert, and I wish I was in the more arbory part of the state. I love trees, and there are parts of Nevada that are gorgeous. There's parts of California. There's Seattle. I mean, we have amazing, gorgeous landscapes in America. But sadly, these wildfires, you know, every year. So the wood and vegetation, according to the EPA, can have varying amounts of cellulose, lignin, tannins, polyphenolics, oils, fats, resins, waxes, starches. And when these compounds are exposed to heat, other chemicals are made. So what are symptoms that people can get if they are near a wildfire? Well, they could cough, wheeze, have difficulty breathing, chest pain, mucus production, dizziness, lightheadedness, fatigue, racing heart, palpitations, exacerbation of their lung disease like COPD, asthma, chronic bronchitis, exacerbation of heart conditions like angina, heart attack, cardiac arrhythmia, and you can have increased susceptibility to new lung infections such as flu. There were studies showing COVID risk in Reno, Nevada, where when the wildfires were going on in early COVID, they found, according to the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology, a study published in that, COVID cases rose 17.7% in Reno, Nevada, following or during the wildfire period during the pandemic. So, I know people aren't as worried about COVID these days, but it shows you how if you're like, look, I just can't get sick. There's a wildfire, I may, you know, nearby, even if you don't have to evacuate, you may want to consider to flee. So the CDC recommends how to protect against wildfire smoke if it does sadly happen. Make sure you go to a cleaner area to breathe. Obviously, cleaner air spaces, cleaner shelters. And there's a way where you could create your own clean space in your house. Use a portable air cleaner in one or more of the rooms. Have the doors and windows closed. Do never leave these filtration units, of course, unattended. Make sure you're watching them. Make sure there's nothing that's a generator or generating things that can unfortunately expose you to carbon monoxide. So make sure that it's not producing carbon monoxide. Get a carbon monoxide monitor in your house. You really need to have one. And then, you don't necessarily have to. If you're like, well, it's too much, our house is too big, or, you know, let's say there's extreme temperatures. You know, you could, you know, live in a room or two of your home. You don't necessarily have to have the whole entire place ambient temperature or ambient air. So get that looked at as well. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you traveling this summer and you decide to go to Turks and Caicos or out of the country, please, for the love of the Lord, check your bag. There is another American that is facing 12 years of jail after he was also found to have ammunition in his luggage. He was on a cruise ship, and there was ammo found in his bag. And, you know, I get it. When you go on a camping trip or a hunting trip, you know, you might have extra ammo, and you may pack it up, and it may be. But if you don't clean out your bags when you go on a trip and you end up in another country, you could be jailed. Tyler Weinrich, 31 years old, was charged on April 23rd after the bullets were discovered at a security checkpoint. He was arrested by the Royal Turks and Caicos Islands Police Force. Now, I think he just recently became a father. We don't know too much about, you know, his arrest, but this follows what we learned of, which happened a few weeks ago, an Oklahoma father of two, Ryan Watson, was charged with the same offense. Ryan Watson and his wife were both held. The wife had recently been cleared, and then she was able to get back home to their young children. But Ryan Watson had in his carry-on bag a bag of ammo. And so Weinrich's arrest came as he departed a cruise ship. Port activity tracker CruiseDig noted that there was, the cruise ship was Carnival Sunshine, entered the Turks and Caicos' only cruise port. And Daily Mail says Carnival Cruises does not have a statement yet, but I think he was taken into custody. He has a June 7th court date. Not sure if he's been bailed out, but he's a paramedic and an EMT. Lives in Virginia. His wife is a dental hygienist, and they just had a baby. Now we rushed to pack. Now I have a quick trip to do this next weekend. I think I have my suitcase unpacked from the last trip. Luckily, it's domestic, but I get that. I get how you might not realize there's something in there, and it's your bag that you take wherever you please for the love of the Lord. The crime used to only be a small fine, but many people don't understand that in 2022, the penalties increased to a 12-year minimum sentence. Now, Mr. Watson was arrested after he went on a 40th birthday vacation with friends, and he had four loose hunting bullets that were found in his carry-on luggage. Also, you know, my kids will find things. Like, we'll find, you know, things, or they'll sell these, little bullet keychains. And I mean, when I see something like that, I just think they're cool. And I might pick it up, and I might be like, well, where am I going to put this? Well, I'll just put it in my purse. You have to understand that these other countries have different rules. And so, you would think that the Biden administration would be able to negotiate the release, would be able to, I just don't know how effective our administration is with that. We should be on good terms with Turks and Caicos, but it sounds like right now, nope. Now, and we just really need to we need to do our own research. Now, this is an interesting piece. This is from Bon Voyage, or Bon Voyaged, 15 things that totally annoy TSA agents and what to do instead. Now, you do not want to annoy a TSA agent. That could make your life miserable. You could end up in jail. And so, you know, if you can make a TSA's agent, you know, a TSA agent a little bit more happy, that might make your passage through security easier. So they say annoyances is overstuffed bags that are difficult to scan and require additional checks. Instead, pack lightly, neatly, ensuring the electronics and liquids are easily accessible. Use packing cubes or organizers to keep items compact and visible for easier scanning. Now, I get that. I understand if somebody has everything bottled up, like your makeup is all in a baggie and things like that, and it's on top. I get how nice that would be. The problem is many of us are sick and tired of the extra fees for bags. And so our carry-on will be stuffed to the gill. So if they could change the fees, maybe we'll have less in our carry-on. The liquid rules really drive them crazy. They say they can't stand confiscating items that exceed the liquid limit. They say, remember the 3-1-1 rule and place your liquid bags on top in an easily accessible part of your carry-on for quick removal. Okay, so let me look that up. I thought it had to be 4 ounces. So I guess the 3-1-1 liquid rule is each passenger may carry liquids, gels, or aerosols in travel-size containers that are 3.4 ounces or 100 milliliters. Each passenger is limited to one quart-size bag of liquid gels and aerosols. So that's the 3-1-1 rule. I didn't know that. So if you have a bunch of hair gel, hairspray, all that, you can't have it all in your bag. It can't be a whole bag of it. You have one quart-sized bag of it, nothing bigger than 100 cc's, 100 milliliters, or 3.4 ounces. There's 30 milliliters to an ounce. So that's why 3.4. because 3.33333 is, yeah. See, it's interesting. All right. So they don't want to. It's me, I always forget a water bottle. And I could see they're like, oh, gosh. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. What else is annoying? Your metal detector. When you set off your metal detector with belts, jewelry, watches, it causes delays. Instead, remove those items before reaching the scanner. Or consider wearing minimum jewelry, maybe a fabric belt. So my IUD would always ping it. And it was crazy because every time I would go through the scanner, they said, ma'am, you need to step aside. And when they would scan me, it always showed the pelvis, but almost a little bit more to the left. Because I think that's how my uterus was tilted after the surgeries. And I'm like, it's my IUD. And that had to have annoyed them. Now that the IUD has been removed, I'm not. But gosh, that was very odd that it triggered that. Okay. Next, do not argue over prohibited items. They are not going to want you to debate. Check their list of prohibited items. If you say, but I need my hairspray, look at me. I need that. Okay, they don't have time. And they don't want you combative. Do not ignore instructions. If they say put items in the trays, electronics, or shoes, you need to do it. Okay, but if they have to keep telling you, they're going to obviously get a little grumpy. Do not be on your phone. They do not want you on the phone and being distracted. Take that phone, put it in wherever it needs to go. But if you're on the phone, they don't want that because they need to, one, look at you. They need to talk to you. And they want to make sure. They also don't want to hear your conversation. Yeah, so my IUD always triggers it. I'm about to go in. You want me to tell you if the IUD? They're not going to want to hear all that. If you don't have your ID and boarding pass ready. Me, I always have it ready before I get there. We go up an escalator right before I get to the part of the airport that I have to go through the security check. They've kind of moved things around, which means you think you have plenty of time to take it out in line. Sometimes, no, you don't have plenty of time. Have it ready. That's just, you know, you don't want to tick off the TSA agents. And then inappropriate jokes. Okay, I love to joke around. And some of these TSA agents are really funny. In fact, some of them have been my patients. So when I see them, I'm like, hey, how's it going? All right, but other individuals, no. They have a job to do. They're looking for terrorists. They're looking for criminals. They don't want you to distract them with, how do you groom that mustache? Wow. And they don't talk to them. Don't flirt with them. Okay? You can be nice. Don't be joking about security. You know, are you going to do my body cavity search? It's not funny. It's just not funny. And they've heard it before. Your children. Keep your children in tow. These children who are acting up and screaming and yelling and whatever, if they're unruly, it could complicate the security process. They also might think you're a distraction for somebody that's trying to sneak through. Okay? You know, talk to your kids about how the process is going to go. No whining. Make sure they have their favorite toy with them. And say, okay, you know, we're going to be acting like grown-ups now, okay? We're big boys, big girls. So this is what we do, and we're going to follow the direction from the nice TSA agent. Do not block the conveyor belts. So I don't want to look like I'm pushing somebody else's stuff. So I'll just throw my stuff down, but then nothing moves. So they want to make sure that you know this. This is, I think, my guess written by them, all right? Don't ignore personal hygiene. Don't stink. Please wear socks. Don't complain loudly. Don't bring large amounts of smelly food. And don't forget items and trays. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. It's up to state governors to decide if the National Guard is needed to subdue anti-Israeli protests on college campuses. That's according to the Biden administration. House Speaker Mike Johnson earlier this week called on President Biden to call the National Guard up after visiting Columbia University. The speaker saying there's an appropriate time for the National Guard if protests aren't contained quickly. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana weighs in on what we're seeing on many college campuses across the country.
I think most people in America are disgusted by what they're seeing on these campuses. And it started, by the way, they brew their own hatred. A lot of these professors are teaching the hatred in the classroom. They don't make their Jewish students feel safe.
All's quiet in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate both in recess, and President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, some of you reach out on Facebook, Twitter, and I love it. I love it. You know, you can reach out on our website at drdahlia.com or on our Facebook or X, which is formerly Twitter, and a lot of anxiety about what's been happening this election. One of you had said that President Trump should already choose his running mate. So his running mate could be out there campaigning while he is dealing with all these cases. It's a good idea, but I think we're still okay. It's April. I don't think Trump has to rush. In fact, I think it actually helps Trump not being on the campaign trail. and being imprisoned in a courtroom, so to speak. I think, because I get people like, well, you know, well, Biden is now taking his time, or he could now go into a Chick-fil-A like Trump did, or he can, whatever, you know. I go, the absence of Trump on the campaign trail is going to be deafening. The silence of that is deafening. As he's, and what if you really kind of look at strategy here, from a media standpoint, why split the Trump news cycle on Trump and somebody else? Let's say it's Tim Scott. Or let's say it's Kristi Noem or DeSantis, although I don't think he's going to be choosing DeSantis, but still, you know, why have the media split on that and then cover that when they could be covering what's going on now? So I think it's not bad publicity. From what I'm understanding, the defense's Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's charged, you know, 34 counts of falsifying business records against Trump in the first degree. It sounds like things are starting to fall apart. And so it almost helps Trump to have all attention on the flailing case than to be out there saying, let's vote for Trump, let's vote for Trump, because just him, you know, looking like he has to day after day be in the courtroom is such a significant image for his supporters that I think it's okay. So as you know, he's on trial in Manhattan, forced to stay in Manhattan over a accusation that he falsified business records to cover up hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal during his 2016 campaign for president. Now, they say for prosecutors to secure a criminal conviction, they have to convince a jury that Trump committed the falsifying business records to further another crime. So, hush money, which is done all the time, and NDAs and all that, if you falsify a business record, that could be a misdemeanor. But if they say, well, he did this because he wanted to thwart and alter and manipulate an election, that's a lot for the prosecution to prove. And apparently, David Pecker, who is the, I think he was the ex-tabloid publisher, I think it was the Inquirer publisher, defense attorney questioned him, and it looks like he has kind of conflicted some of what he has said. He testified that the FBI approached him in April 2018. His agents arrived at his home, searched his phone. He could not recall the number of times he met with the FBI, but he confirmed at least there was one meeting. Okay, now that's a little odd to me, because if I ever had to meet with the FBI, I mean, that would be on a calendar, right, that I could access, because you definitely don't want to, you know, miss that date. Definitely don't want to stand up the FBI, so you would think there'd be a calendar. And number two, meeting the FBI, that's a pretty significant thing in your life. You would think you'd remember how many times. But he says at least once. All right? And he said he was asked about the apparent inconsistency with his testimony. He testified yesterday that Trump thanked him for his help in suppressing an substantiated story about him. But according to notes cited by the defense attorney, Emil Bovey, Pecker had previously told federal authorities that Trump did not express any gratitude to him or American media during the meeting. So, which is it? You know, did Trump thank you or not? Well, I mean, if he's lying under oath, or if there, that's a problem. And so the defense also is, you know, sending out to highlight other inconsistencies. And, you know, for the articles that the National Enquirer, you know, used, they said that, you know, I guess where this is, and you guys know more about it than I, is that the National Enquirer, right, you know, covers everything. And that this wasn't just about Trump. And so the Enquirer would write pieces about other, you know, they'd publish negative articles. They either, you know, since last year, they either supported him, they either endorsed him, or they published negative articles or whatever. And newspapers routinely endorse presidential candidates. They may cover their opponents with a negative slant if they like one or the other. So if the Inquirer is doing what all the other newspapers did in terms of these stories, then why is this just about Trump? Why is this just about the Inquirer? So there's a lot of things that are kind of unfolding. And then they're also looking at the National Enquirer's motives, and you know, and so I know there's a lot of back and forth, and that's not what we're supposed to talk about. What we're talking about is how people are pretty anxious about, you know, who they may want to support for president, you know, possibly facing jail time. Based on what I am seeing, you know, to try to, you know, get a jury to be unanimous on wrongdoing for an NDA. I mean, Trump denied, you know, even sleeping with them. But, you know, there are bad stories, there's extortion stories, and then people wish to, and then people try to extort you. I mean, you know, it's interesting. When I, with my medical practice, there was somebody that, I guess, posted a ridiculous review. And then within 24 hours, somebody walked up to our front desk saying, "Hi, I represent a company that helps you with reviews. Have you seen your reviews?" And I'm like, "Yeah, they've been pretty good." Well, when you go on, they go, "Well, did you look at this one?" So we go online and we're like, "You mean the one that was posted 4 hours ago?" "Yeah, let us help you." And then you're like, "Well, did you post that?" I mean, you know, and so there's games that are played. Now, you be very, very careful with your social media. But there are articles teaching people how to make money by taking a random picture of something that will be used later for memes or for articles, secretly copywriting it, not putting any watermarking on the picture, just secretly copyright it, then do a Google image search. And if anybody used that image, you could sue them for copyright. It's like an entrapment. Now, I think there's a copyright claims board that will kind of sift that out, going, there was no watermarking, they didn't make money on the picture, whatever. But these are traps. And there was, I guess, one celebrity who said she just had to pay a lot of money to somebody who claimed that she used their picture. Now, pictures are able to be copyrighted. Pictures are other people's property. But if you don't see that, and if you, and they'll pick and choose who you know, and so, you know, I mean, were these fake stories? Were they real? Did he sleep with them or not? You know, but if somebody wants to make something go away so they can move on with their lives, like a malpractice settlement, I can't tell you how many doctors say, "I paid the settlement." I go, "Why? You were innocent." They go, "It would have cost me more money to fight it than to just give them the $30,000 they wanted." So, you know, if extortion is happening, then who actually is the criminal? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some good news from coming out of the monarchy. King Charles III is going to shortly return to public-facing duties following his cancer diagnosis. It's assumed he's still been working behind the scenes, but he has not been out in public since he was diagnosed, I believe, it was with prostate cancer. Oh, no, it was cancer that they aren't saying is prostate, but we don't know for sure. But his doctors say they are sufficiently pleased with the progress he has made so far. The King and Queen Camilla are going to make a charitable visit to a cancer treatment center next week. They are also going to welcome Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako of Japan for a state visit to London in June. So cancer type is still undisclosed. We've all thought it was prostate, but the monarchy said no, it's not prostate.
So they do deserve some privacy. I understand he is the king. Many people rely on, you know, the monarchy being, you know, as robust as it has been in the past. But he's been, you know, if he's managing it and he's back to work, well, you know, give him the privacy he needs. But he is going to continue to undergo treatment. So, we don't know much about what's going on with Kate. We know that that has been very challenging. And, you know, cancer sadly affects all of us. And one in two people, that was the statistic I got in medical school, one in two of us will get cancer. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be a bad melanoma. It could be a benign tumor. It could be a tumor that is easy to treat, like a small early basal cell carcinoma. But cancer is very, very common. And our bodies and our cells very easily can mutate or go rogue. And so, to prevent cancer, we obviously want to embrace the most healthy sort of behaviors, you know, like avoiding smoking, avoiding excessive drinking, avoiding inactivity, avoiding high meat processed food diets, but more fish, vegetables, things like that. And so, hopefully we will, get more information and we'll clue you in. Now, interestingly, you know, we're really worried about Listeria. Listeria or Listeria is a bacteria that could cause miscarriage, that could cause severe illnesses. And we are being told that 4 pregnant women have been exposed to Listeria when they ate vegan cheese. Not all vegan cheese, obviously, but a source from vegan cheese. 6 pregnant women have contracted the deadly infection. Now, 4 of the women did go into early labor. A 5th became septic, where the infection spread to the blood. And the 6th expectant mother, it affected her unborn child and caused brain inflammation. Investigators in France revealed the outbreak and said that it might have been an alternative vegan product that is not safer than dairy staples. And lactose-free products, could still be contaminated with bacteria and microbes. And because lactose-free vegan dairy products might not be treated like regular dairy, they might not go through the pasteurization process, which kills the microbes. So the scientist from France's Institut Pasteur said this outbreak highlights the lack of data on the contamination of vegan products by foodborne pathogens and the need for manufacturers of vegan cheese substitutes to consider this risk in their production processes. Investigators trace the Listeria back to the vegan cheese brand J and Joy. Now, that's not in America. I think it's only sold in Europe. But the cheeses were sold in 1900 stores across the UK. Cases were detected in Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, and so now there's a European-wide alert issued over the contamination. And so we think this is the first time a vegan cheese has been linked to Listeria, but now they need to obviously, you know, look for it. You know, nuts can be contaminated because they could be exposed to water that was mixed with animal feces. And so usually we see Listeria with dairy products, but we have seen them with fruit. Remember, there was a big outbreak in 2012 that ended up being linked to cantaloupe. And in February this year, the CDC warned of a Listeria outbreak in cheese sold at Whole Foods. 2 Americans died from that. 23 people hospitalized across 11 states. So we need to be very, very careful. And listen, I understand what vegans are going through. I think it is pretty remarkable for them to have such a strict diet and strict sort of plan to salvage animal products and animals. I do get a little nervous when we have babies on a strictly vegan, shall we say, diet. We need to make sure these kids get all their essential amino acids and get all their vitamins and nutrients that they need. You know, our bodies were designed to feed on animal products. Even though I think some vegan diets can be very, very healthy, Sadly, something like this could be an unintended consequence where what you're eating is not going through the typical process, so it slips through the cracks. Most people who get Listeria, mild illness, but some could get fever, muscle aches, vomiting, weakened immune systems, as we talked about, sepsis, miscarrying the baby, miscarrying the fetus, meningitis. And 1,600 Americans are apparently sickened with Listeria every year. 260 of them die. So, you know, giving birth at 32 weeks, you do have some lung development, but many, obviously these newborns that are premature need to be in, you know, the NICU, in neonatal ICU. And you know, we want them to cook and be in mom's oven as long as they possibly can. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, when you go out to eat, don't be surprised if there's a little bit more hovering and if people are watching you a little closer and you look like you feel like you're being watched. This dine and dash epidemic is growing. There's another case of a pretty fancy restaurant. Well, and I don't know if it was fancy, but it was a restaurant where the bill was at least over $300, and a group ate and then just left. Adults, children, they had a Land Rover, so they obviously had some sort of money. They gorged themselves and then they left, leaving the restaurant with the tab. And you know, and it could be, it had been a mistake. There was one family of three who did pay their bill, but everybody else in the party just left. Now, I remember I was watching a Friends episode where I think they forgot to pay for lunch. Rachel and Chandler had gone. It was the cheesecake episode. And I thought you paid. I didn't pay. Did you? Oh, well, I guess we didn't pay. I understand sometimes accidents happen, but I these restaurants, if you think retail is struggling with theft, these restaurants are also. I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then I'll come back. You sneak out. I'll go, oh, it looks like you paid. And then I'll walk out. And, you know, as a food server, you know, I waited tables, and I only had maybe one person in all the years I waited tables escape, leave, dine and dash. Actually, it really wasn't that common. But again, you know, I would put smiley faces, I would be around, and, you know, I'd be like, look, I'll be ready to take that for you as soon as you want, so you don't have to wait. And a rush, and just let me know. And then I would be close by so they wouldn't have to wait. And once they were ready, because the last thing you want to do is sit around for an hour in a waiting to try to pay a bill. You'll walk out. So you want to make sure you get that payment right away. But you might be asked to give a credit card before you even sit down if people think this dine and dash thing is getting worse. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.